Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. We're about to play for you a recording of a phone conversation I had this week with an official. He describes himself, a young man. He's got a degree from college. He's described himself as an official with a state affiliate of Focus on the Family. And he called us. He called American Right to Life. They asked me to talk to him because I was involved in the protest down in Colorado Springs regarding Dr. Dobson breaking the pledge in which he invoked the name of God to never support a politician who's willing to kill a single innocent child. And so this gentleman, Russell Johnson, from the Family Policy Institute of Washington, called. He identified himself as one of their government policy officials, and he was upset that we protested Dr. Dobson, and we talked through the issue of whether or not it's wrong to violate a pledge in which you invoke the name of God. Russell Johnson insisted that John McCain was 100% pro-life, and we talked through his funding of surgical abortion to kill kids and support of abortion and a half a dozen different ways. And even though he would acknowledge these things, he would return to his belief that John McCain is 100% pro-life. And I will leave the conversation for you to evaluate, but it's intense. So if you're driving, just make sure you have your seatbelt on. And now let's listen to my conversation. Russell Johnson called us. He called American Right to Life. And the office at American Right to Life asked if, in fact, he would speak to Bob Inyart, who was one of the eight protesters at the sit-in at Focus on the Family. And so he called, and we had a very interesting conversation. So let's listen to Russell Johnson, an official with the Focus on the Family affiliate, Family Policy Institute of Washington.
Hi, Russell. Bob Inyart. Thanks for calling.
Hi. Called concerned. American Right to Life decision to stage a protest on the 4th of September against Dr. James Dobson.
Right.
In regards to his support of the McCain-Palin ticket. I had a couple questions on that.
Okay.
First and foremost, who is the American Right to Life Action Group support of?
Sure. Last year, there was a pro-life summit in Colorado. 30 leaders from around the country got together for 2 days. It was hosted by Colorado Right to Life, which is the oldest group in the country with Right to Life. They were incorporated before Roe, before National Right to Life. And they felt that National Right to Life had been compromising so long on the life issue that they're becoming counterproductive. And so American Right to Life was formed with hopes of being a more effective group to end abortion.
Yeah.
So that's what American Right to Life is.
Okay. Wondering, though, who American Right to Life Action
is the political arm of American Right.
Now, who do you folks have a candidate that you're supporting for president?
Well, that's off the topic of this right now.
Okay. I'm just wondering, because I'm on this page right now.
Mm-hmm.
And you have things against McCain, against Ron Paul, against Mitt Romney.
Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just wondering who you are supporting.
Okay. For starters, would you like to talk about our effort at James Dobson's headquarters?
Yeah. Well, I work at the Family Policy Institute of Washington State.
Okay. Great.
We are the state associate for Focus on the Family.
All right.
The Family Research Council.
Great.
So I got forwarded an email that talked a little bit about American Right to Life protesting James Dobson, which I think is a little embarrassing, kind of silly, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, why don't we talk through it then?
Okay.
For starters, do you know the pledge that Dr. Dobson made to hundreds of thousands of Christians?
Yeah, I'm familiar.
And that he invoked the name of God?
Yes.
And do you remember what he said he wouldn't do?
Vote for a pro-choice candidate.
Or actually, it was a pro-life candidate who had any exceptions.
Yeah.
Right? he's made a pledge to God, because typically pro-life candidates that get elected say, I have these exceptions. If the baby's father's a criminal, then I don't think he deserves to be protected by law, and you could kill him. And so Dr. Dobson made this extraordinary pledge and commitment, invoking the name of God. And he said, for as long as God lets me live on this earth, I will never cast one vote for any man or woman who would kill one innocent baby. So that was a pledge he made to hundreds of thousands of Christians who love and support him, and before God. So then, do you have any concern whether Dr. Dobson breaks a pledge he makes to God?
I have concern.
Okay.
With organizations who fight or come against people who have been advocating for the pro-life movement for 30 years. That's what I have a problem with.
Okay.
Well, I don't have a problem with individuals who understand that the political climate of America is not about finding candidates who you agree with 100% of the time.
Oh, yeah, of course not. Nobody's arguing that.
Even on the moral issues that define us.
Right, right, of course. So you can't find anybody. My wife doesn't agree with me 100% of the time.
Exactly.
So Russell?
As far as John McCain, and I have read both Dobson's statement about not voting for pro-life candidates with exceptions, but mm-hmm. I've also read his reasoning for endorsing McCain.
Russell, could I ask my question again?
Yeah.
You answered a different question, which you have every right to do, but I'd like to know if you could answer this. Does it concern you that one of the greatest Christian leaders in America broke his pledge to God?
It does not concern me that one of the greatest Christian leaders in America had cognitive ability to think through the great moral issues of our time and decide that a vote for McCain Palin is a vote that would further the pro-life cause in the United States. Obviously, people changed their minds. It doesn't necessarily change their conviction, or it doesn't even necessarily mean that they're breaking a pledge that they made before God.
Well, this pledge here was made, right, when Dr. Dobson was very aware of what's at stake.
Yeah.
And he's come out and said,
you know, people will look at this as a flip-flop.
Well, flip-flops are good when you flip in the right direction. So, Russell,
flip the right direction.
Are you aware of what the scriptures say about making a pledge and invoking heaven or God and then violating that pledge? Are you aware of that?
I am aware. My undergrad is in biblical studies and my grad degree from an Assembly of God University.
So I'm
very aware of what the scripture says. I'm also very aware that it says in Proverbs that when the righteous rule, the people rejoice.
Right, right.
And McCain...
Is a righteous man?
McCain has a decidedly pro-life record.
What?
He has 100% pro-life voting.
Well, why don't we...
From National Right to Life Group, which folks are at odd with.
Why don't we talk about McCain in a second, but so we could end this part of the conversation. So you're saying when a Christian leader breaks his pledge to God, that is not a significant concern to you as long as he had a good political reason for doing so.
He was not breaking a pledge to God. Dobson has explained that what he was saying and his statement that he would never vote for a pro-life candidate with any exceptions was not based on political or even moral reality. It was based on something that he said at the time that
he
did not accurately reflect his intention.
Russell, he's repeated that pledge over and over and over, even recently on his radio show. We're going to play the audio of him repeating that pledge just last year. He's done it over and over and over.
Things change.
The only time you could violate a pledge you made to God and not sin is if your original pledge was actually a sin. Like if you pledged to commit a crime, to rape someone, to murder a child, then you are not obligated to keep your word. But Dr. Dobson's pledge was not a sin. And so I am concerned that you don't think it's significant that he's broke his pledge.
Well, I think you folks are missing the point here.
Well, now we could get to the second part, the McCain part.
I think the point at a systemic level, which underscores the first part, which is simply this.
Mm-hmm.
You folks are focusing on a statement that Dobson, as you said, had repeated. But unfortunately, as you had previously admitted in our conversation prior, that you don't agree with your wife 100% of the time.
Of course not.
But when you pledge to marry her, you pledge to love her and do all these type of things, that doesn't mean you're going to agree with them 100% of the time.
That's right. So when I made that pledge, can I just say, you know what, I'm not going to go by my word. I don't want to be married to you anymore. My word doesn't really mean anything. All of Scripture, Old and New Testament, warns us, even the New Testament, of the judgment that comes to someone who breaks his word, especially when they invoke heaven, when they make their pledge. That's in the New Testament.
I am well aware.
But you don't seem to be too concerned for Dr. Dobson. Our love for Dr. Dobson?
What I'm concerned about is those, because the Scripture is also very clear, let me remind you, of those who sit in the seat of judgment.
Sure.
When that is not the seat that we're called to sit in.
Now, Russell, you're doing the same to American Rights Life right this very second.
No, that doesn't mean
the question is if you're correct.
That can't mean that we can't judge righteous judgment.
Sure, of course.
But when we sit in the seat of judgment that says, oh, because I perceive that you've broken a pledge, that somehow sets you up as
Russell,
a moral figure, or
we
sets you up as somebody who is a non-entity to the pro-life movement. Now, if you want to talk about sin and about violating Scripture, then let's talk about that in your eyes.
Okay, let's talk about that. If you looked at our website,
which I have,
you might have seen that we have a scan of a letter from Focus on the Family.
I understand, but you...
And wait, Russell. And they said they acknowledged that Dr. Dobson is no longer abiding by his pledge. They acknowledged it, and they said, rightly or wrongly, Dr. Dobson has violated his pledge. He's changed his standard. And so when you say that we're alleging that Dr. Dobson violated his pledge, Focus on the Family is acknowledging that he broke his pledge, and they are still playing the video of his pledge in their welcome center to this day.
And Dr. Dobson's pro-life record is second to none.
Let me ask you this. Do you think they should continue to play the video of his pledge, which he has now broken, in their welcome center?
But see, you folks are missing the entire point. See, your organization is Americans' Right to Life, but it sounds like what you're becoming is the Americans' Right to Apologetics.
Okay.
And what you want to do is heresy hunt and try to find people who have made statements and now are seemingly taking a different opinion. The object of this conversation is not to tell you that Dr. Dobson isn't saying something different than he
We all know that he is.
Is that his moral stance on behalf of the pro-life issue is the same. Now, now his objectives that you're using, like you said, he's not working on the same pledge that he made
Russell,
a year ago. But his commitment remains the same.
So, Russell, I think we've just now covered two issues. Maybe we could get to McCain. But so you're saying you don't think it was wrong for Dr. Dobson to violate his pledge, and you're saying you don't think it's wrong for Focus on the Family to continue playing the video in their welcome center of the pledge that they've acknowledged that he's broken.
Let me ask you a more fundamental question that will try to help uncover some of the reasons that you are seemingly trying to crucify Dr. Dobson.
That's not true. We love Dr. Dobson. Which of his books have you read?
We are his state associate.
Yeah, which of his books have you read?
I guarantee you we are in more affiliation than him, with or without reading books, than you folks are.
Okay, well, let me tell you, when I first read his books, 27 years ago, I read Dare to Discipline. My wife and I have raised 7 boys. We love Dr. Dobson. The last time we read one of his books, my wife read his Bringing Up Boys just this past year. We have a long love and respect for Dr. Dobson.
Okay, that is not what is at stake here.
That's true.
But what point...
Do you want to talk about McCain now?
What? No, what I want to ask is why... we can talk about McCain in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to understand is why, as you as an individual and your organization, how are you helping the pro-life movement? Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
What infinitesimal point of help are you adding to the pro-life movement by somehow getting into an apologetic discussion on whether or not Dr. Dobson is abiding by his
pledge to God
or his commitment to the pro-life.
His pledge to God.
Okay, now
okay, I'll answer that.
How many babies are you going to save, Bob?
I'll answer that.
Okay, well, I'm waiting because all you've done is thrown that. I guarantee you.
I'm not sure if you had
your master's degree at 22. I'm not sure, but maybe you did, maybe you didn't. But I do, from the Symbols of God University. So I don't need to be lectured.
I'm not lecturing you.
I don't need to be lectured,
Russell,
on the dot or tittle of the law. What I would like to know is how many babies are you saving by trying to criminalize Dr. Dobson for seemingly changing his statement?
Okay, I'll answer that.
Okay, because I'm really interested in an answer that doesn't just say, well, the Bible talks about how important it is to keep your pledge. I understand that.
Okay. We believe that as pro-life and Christian leaders exhibit an utter commitment to honor God and obey Him, that will be the best chance we have of victory against the killing of unborn children.
Mm-hmm.
And so that as we compromise on our obligations to God to get Republican victories, we get further and further away from winning the war against child killing.
And supposedly Dobson voting for McCain or endorsing McCain or telling people that he intends to vote for McCain-Palin, somehow that has now deauthorized him or made his credentials irrelevant.
No, it's taught other people, including you, that it's okay to break your pledge to God.
No, I've never said that it's okay.
Well, let's start over then, Russell. Was it wrong for Dr. Dobson to break his pledge in which he invoked the name of God? Was that wrong for him to do?
It depends whether or not your group is Americans' Right to Apologetics or Americans' Right to Life.
If we didn't exist, we were only formed a year ago. If we didn't exist.
If you didn't exist, then I wouldn't be on the phone having this conversation. You're dealing in philosophical parameters. Those are ad hominem. Those are not.
No, it's not ad hominem.
The reality is that American Rights Alike is setting up this theocratic argument, tearing apart Dr. Dobson because he may be saying something different than he said a year ago. And my question to you, which you still haven't been able to answer, is how is that helping the pro-life movement?
And because when our Christian leaders and our pro-life leaders exhibit an utter commitment to honor God and obey Him, that is the greatest asset we would have in winning the war against child killing.
Well, you know, it's also another great asset in winning the war against abortion is voting for candidates who are pro-life.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And advocating for policy.
So do you want to talk about McCain now?
And advocating for policy that is pro-life.
Okay.
So let's not pretend that, well, if you're just a good Christian and you just always say the right thing, and as long as you never sin, then somehow we're going to wake up in 2025 and abortion is going to be okay.
Of course. You're exactly right. So now do you want to talk about McCain?
This is like saying, well, you know, Dobson, he has no ability, and this, you know, kind of disqualifies him from speaking about the pro-life movement because now he is supporting McCain, whereas before he said that he wouldn't support any candidate who was pro-life, but they had some type of exception for, you know, rape or incest or anything like that.
So, Russell, would you like to...
What I'm saying is that argument and that logic is fundamentally flawed because the Right to Life movement, whether it's American Right to Life or National Right to Life or individual Right to Life organizations that are grassroots, they are not built upon the precipice of a theological argument that is looking to dissect minute differences in what somebody was saying a year ago to what they're saying now. There are all things. If you were like Dr. Dobson or if I was like Dr. Dobson and had somebody follow me around with a video camera and make statements and it was a public figure, there are going to be things that you say that you think, wow, I wish I didn't say that now based upon the way I feel or the way that I'm currently assessing this situation.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't disqualify you from being pro-life.
Do you think
that doesn't disqualify you from being a Christian leader. That doesn't disqualify you from the movement.
Do you think Dr. Dobson should say to his audience that I've made this pledge to God, I've now broken it, but I think I'm justified? Should he say that, or should he do it behind closed doors?
No, what he should continue to do is fight on behalf of pro-life values, which is what he is continuing to do. And what I'm just mystified about is why American Rights Watch is so concerned about this situation. What we have is a big picture view. There are going to be people that we disagree with along the way, and I know that you're going to bring up with McCain. Well, he took this vote on this.
Russell, would you like to talk about McCain now?
Well, it doesn't help to talk about McCain unless you understand the systemic issue behind the reason that you're using a straw man argument here.
You said that it's important to support a pro-life candidate.
It is important to have a big picture view, understanding that even if you are voting for a candidate who may or may not agree with you 100% of the time, issues that matter most, it is still important
to get a pro-life candidate.
Because it's a big picture view.
Okay, so can we talk about McCain then?
Absolutely.
Okay, so McCain, does he vote to kill unborn children? Does he authorize funds to do that?
McCain has had a decidedly pro-life record. He has taken votes that have authorized exemptions in the case of rape or incest. Now, as for me as an individual,
That's some of the funding of abortion he does. Now, let me ask you this.
And he has supported funding of some embryo research.
Okay, and he has supported...
I understand McCain's record, trust me.
Well, wait, let's go a little further. He's voted millions of dollars of funding for domestic and foreign organizations that do abortions.
Mm-hmm.
And what National Right to Life does when they say he consistently votes against funding child killing, the way they say that is all his votes where he voted to fund abortion and abortion providers, they ignore all those votes. They ignore them. And it seems to me to be a disservice to the body of Christ.
Look, I understand.
Would you agree with that?
John McCain's record. Trust me, I'm not disagreeing with you that he has never voted for a bill that would authorize some type of funds to provide for abortion.
Well, how about many, many millions of dollars to abortion providers domestically and internationally?
This is not where we disagree.
Okay.
I'm not saying McCain has never taken a vote that would give financial or fiduciary assistance to organizations who support abortion in some cases. I'm not saying that
right.
Never
and, and he
never.
Also authorized
However,
funding directly for surgical abortions.
Look out when you say that we are going to have an outlook and not just an agenda. What we're doing is building for the future. We are building.
Okay. All right. I understand that. So now I'd like to change the topic. All right. We talked about McCain and funding. So now let's talk about McCain and his view of the unborn. Okay. How does McCain view the unborn? Do you know? Have you looked at his website?
McCain has a consistently solid pro-life record. He believes that life begins at conception.
Stop the tape. Of course, Russell Johnson and I are going to talk through the reality that John McCain says that the unborn child does not have a right to life or is not recognized as a person under our Constitution, but that the states should regulate the killing of unborn children. That's like saying the state should regulate the killing of Jews, the owning of blacks, the raping of women. It's a fundamental denial of human rights that come from our Creator God. John McCain is a godless child killer. John McCain is an unrepentant, godless child killer. What benefit is there to lie to Christians that he's 100% pro-life? This will be fascinating to continue this. Next week, we will air the conclusion of this conversation. But please remember Colorado Right to Life's banquet next weekend, Saturday night. Please call them 753-9394. The BEL Telethon. Please help us. And our website is kgov.com and Maranatha. Next weekend is Colorado Right to Life's annual banquet. And this is the most important banquet in 40 years because the Personhood Amendment is on the November ballot. Statewide opportunity to acknowledge the God-given right to life and personhood of the unborn. Please help with that campaign. However you can help, get a bumper sticker, get a yard sign, donate money to the campaign, call up Colorado Right to Life and make a donation to their issues committee, so that they have money to work with to do radio and TV ads and bumper stickers and yard signs to urge people to vote yes on 48. But also, if you could come to the banquet next weekend at the Renaissance in Denver, immediately across the street from the nation's largest abortion facility. Talk about getting right in Planned Parenthood's face, right across the street from their mega clinic, Auschwitz, will be Colorado Right to Life's annual banquet. Those guys are incredible over there. They're fearless. And so please help them with the banquet. It's $100 a plate. That's because this is a fundraiser. It's not just a fun time to get together and smile at each other. It's a fundraiser for the most important campaign in the last 40 years, the personhood campaign in Colorado. So please, I'm going to give you their phone number. If you can't go, please pay for a plate for one of the local activists who can't afford it. It's $100. It's $100. Or if you can, if you have the wherewithal, buy a table. A table, 10 plates, $1,000. And please, please call up. Say, I heard it on Bob and Yart Live. I want to go, or I want to pay for someone else to go. I want to buy a table, or I want to make a donation. Their phone number is 303-753-9394. That's Colorado Right to Life. And you could go to their website, coloradortl.org. You could buy a seat or make a donation with PayPal. You could call up with a credit card. You could send a check. Colorado Right to Life. That's online, coloradortl.org. And their phone number, 303-753-9394. 753-9394. Also, this happens every year. It's our annual September telethon to keep Bob and Yart Live on the most powerful Christian radio station in America, AM 670, KLTT, 50,000 watts, low on the AM dial. And we spend most of the month raising money to stop abortion. And I sometimes do entire shows where I don't even remind the audience that we have a telethon going on. That's my fault. It's my weakness. I have a hard time raising money for our own outreach. But we need your help. Our goal is $35,000. We're almost there. We're at $3,000. We're almost there. So we're so close. You know, one person with a $30,000 check, and we'd be almost there, right? So we're almost there. It's time to resupply Gideon's Army to help us continue to fight the fight to teach people there is a God. He has revealed to us right from wrong in our conscience and in his word, the Bible. So please help us to influence our culture, our government, and to reach people with the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Phone number here, 800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. You could also give to our telethon online. Just go to KGOV.com, KGOV.com.
We'll rise, and don't you stand on fire.